Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good yawning this morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 18th of August, 2025, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. I just got to say good morning to my producer. I love the selection of song this morning. It reminds me of the story in last week's paper. It's a very interesting story. I didn't take it down for today's discussion, but it's prompted in my mind that the government is enlisting the services of local fishermen, right? Local fishermen in a strategy to build storm prediction methodology and models, right? And so the government's enlisting local fishermen, and I thought, what a wonderful story, because we are sort of Sankofa, looking back and pulling the best, the most valuable things from the past into the future. And this represents an acknowledgement of the vast power, agency, capacity that Bahamians had, understanding the weather, navigating changing weather patterns, understanding that what they're seeing is potentially a storm approaching. And so we, you know, it's an acknowledgement of the value of the old techniques, bringing them forward into the future. When the producer played a song, My Bahamas by Shine just now, I thought, since we fighting hurricanes now, I need a Bahamian soundtrack. You know, when NOAA, the weather agency, when they send these massive planes up into the eye of the storm for measurement readings, right? These boys them better be playing Bahamian music when they go up there. And why not? Because if I was a storm and I did hear the song by Shine just now, I say, boy, these boys them really believe in theyself. Maybe I don't need to be hitting them right now. Well, that's the power of that song. That's an anthem by Shine 242, My Bahamas. We've got lots to talk about this morning. Of course, Hurricane Erin is traveling. We're going to touch on that in a moment. Let me remind you of the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Wheel Competition open to junior and high school students. We're looking for the government recording record for Loyalist Charles Farquharson's Wheel and the recorded date of Loyalist Charles Farquharson's death for the competition. All right, again, I got lots to talk about this morning. I want to take a small moment to mention, recognize the passing of Mr. Cairo Rocha. He was a healer, a therapist, acupuncturist, and a traditional medicine practitioner. Cairo passed away, fortunately, in the presence of his loving family in Brazil. His sister travels to Brazil for his funeral services this week. We also want to give out some happy birthdays. First of all, happy belated birthday to my guy, Sakani Nash, the director of Work on People's Nerves. the director of Works on People's Nerves in the Shadow Government, Justice Gardens, the Spot 242, happy birthday, Sakani, the farmer man. Also, happy birthday to Cousin Amun. Cousin Amun, the revolutionary, the critical thinker. Happy birthday to Julian Reed, to Nari Strawn, Ebony Hannah, Noble All Green, Kenneth Delancey, Fabian, and Yontele Bo. They all celebrating birthdays today. All celebrating birthdays today. Now, one more quick note, and then we're going to get into headlines. There's lots of things to talk about today. Let me prep you. Numbers to call, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, 242-300-5720. 242-300-5720 is toll-free for Family Island listeners. I imagine that given the latest weather update, that services may have begun to be disrupted in the Southern Territory, the extreme Southern Territories of the Bahamas. But if you have access to the phone, you want to call and share a message, what it's looking like down there, 242-300-5720 is toll-free. And the text line, 422-GR96, 422-GR96, 422-4796. So it is 10:13, Monday the 18th. I just want to share something quickly. I'm hoping that it is more of a lesson than a complaint. It in and of itself is worthy as a complaint, you know. So on Wednesday of this week, residents in the eastern side of the area, North Johnson Road, and heading east on the eastern road, experienced some electrical incidents. Some people, repetitive surges, quick shut off and shut back on. Some people had no power until midnight, maybe some people even beyond that. On the proceeding, the Thursday night after, residents in Johnson Road and I think Johnson Terrace experienced an almost complete BTC blackout. Home services down, internet, telephone, television. At one point, no mobile data, no mobile cell service, no mobile internet or cellular service. Intermittent, spotty, those two came back up, like I say, intermittent and spotty, and have been up roughly over the weekend. Here's what I've come to talk about today. On Thursday night, I spent a lot of time sharing information with a customer service rep. At the end of the call, I emphatically asked the customer service rep to share this information with the, that I shared with the technical team, right? God, yes, ma'am, we'll be following up on it. By Saturday morning, it became acutely obvious that not only was the information that I shared with the customer service rep not shared with any of the tech teams on the ground, that it appears as if no internal assessment had been made. In fact, when I was faced with a young, an eager technician telling me, well, I don't know, ma'am, I just know I have a bunch of individual calls in this area. Which, right off the surface, you know that it has not been identified or acknowledged as an area-wide issue yet. So here it is, Monday morning, and I still have no services. Here's why I'm upset. I'm, you know, things happen. Don't mind that I've been telling BPL, BTC, and Cable Bahamas Rev for like 20 years now. Whenever there's an electrical incident in this area, it behooves you to send teams out to assess the condition of your infrastructure, right? Your equipment, sharing any space on infrastructure with BPL. For 20 years, I've been telling them that, you know. So here it is now. the residents of Johnson Road and Johnson Terrace, who are BTC customers, have been without service for an unnecessary amount of time, and it could simply be because someone did not think that the customers, the people closest to the issue, had any information of value to share in resolving the issues that they are experiencing. These are the small things that are stopping us from being great. They are not technical. They are not academic. They are cultural. They are attitudinal. We have cultures entrenched in our systems that prevent them. See, this is where we could use the word retarded, that retard them, make them unable to perform at the standard or the level that they should be performing at. In many instances, it's our attitude and the culture it arises from. It's our biggest enemy. Our biggest enemy. Now, here I am, having to sit and listen to stakeholders in the telecommunications sector congratulate each other, congratulate the country on all of the awards it achieved at Canto and how we the best in the region. Well, God forbid, what is going on in the region if this is the best that we have? All right. I see there's the phone line. Give me a second. Call. I'm buried under a pile of Gnep here in the studio. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Ms. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Okay, yeah, I noticed I was listening just now, right? It used the R word.
Yes.
Can I also use the R word?
You can if you use it in the proper context, not apply to a person or a group of people, but to a system, right, or
okay.
A practice.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I'm about to try to use the R word right now.
Mm-hmm.
For that individual, right?
Did you see? No, you're going off. You can't because
you
can't apply it to a person.
You can't apply it to a person?
No, because that's where it becomes a slur. Like when you apply it to a person, but we can say that development is retarded. We could say that this practice has retarded the process. We need to replace this
process. The process of driving around the roundabout, the six-leg roundabout, right?
Mm-hmm.
Has retarded people.
Okay, so pause.
No, I still use the word people.
No, pause. So here, I appreciate what you're saying. The lack of proper public awareness and education, reinforcement of the rules through signage and actual enforcement is retarding our economy, right? Because people are unnecessarily obstructing the flow of people, goods, and services due to their either inability to understand the rules or unwillingness to follow them.
Boy, Ms. Green, that's actually on about I cuss every single day going around that.
Man, listen.
I use at least six bad words,
mm-hmm.
entering that roundabout, and
mm-hmm.
then coming around the roundabout, six more, and then exiting the roundabout, at least two more.
Listen,
on Judgment Day, I can have to be judged by at least a curve.
I entered the six-legged roundabout from Farrington Road, right?
From Farrington Road?
Yeah.
You crossed it 12 times.
How you know? So I'm in the right lane at the entrance, you know, at the access onto the roundabout, I'm in the right lane because I am going to the highway extension. I'm going south, right? So I don't need to use my turn signal technically because I'm going straight across the roundabout. I'm in the right lane. I entered the roundabout and I'm approaching the University Drive access. I put on my left turn signal to indicate that I'm shifting now to the outer lane to go south, right? This young lady in a small black car with a cell phone in her hand.
You guess a Japanese car.
Yeah. You know, the small set where you don't have to see your bank manager.
Because the Lego car.
Because we're talking about, see, it's culture and attitudes. And the driving behavior you're seeing now, right, is about an attitude that says, right, it's an attitude that sprung out of a culture of, like, patronage. And so when I get a traditional bank loan, I have to go to the bank once a month to pay that loan, see the bank manager and pay that loan. Once a month, I go in, and if I drive in the car, they could poke their eye out and see it, you know. So I drive in the car to the bank to pay the bank payment. Once a month, I have to do that. That moderates my behavior. But if I could, if I could just grab a handful of cash and go to the store and just pick up a car, right? I could do an ASU, I could do a loan, I could do whatever, and just grab $3,000 and buy a car, and I don't have to see a bank manager every month. It's the attitude, right, that is retarding the system that we operate in collectively.
I think that all of us just put on a blindfold and drive around the road blindfolded, then it all makes sense.
Well, hold on. I go to another call. I want to thank you for your call, and I'm going to follow up on that conversation because it appears as if many people are actually driving with blindfolds on. When they get in their car, they know they don't know all the rules. They notice, and yet they persist in driving, right? Like they got on a blindfold. Going to the next caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you. How you do?
I go to Night Trust and hope you had a good weekend.
Yes, sir.
This little Japanese car, they start to be a problem around here.
Mm-hmm. Because, hold on, see, you notice there's a, people can say there's a lack of enforcement, but I'm going to say that this is the same level of enforcement that we've always had. Here's what the difference is. Less and less drivers are moderating their own behavior. The more these small cars that don't require you to have a relationship with the bank, the more the lawless attitude perpetuates itself on the road.
But, Ms. Green, believe it or not, we just had this conversation yesterday evening. I believe a lot of people who drive in these little Japanese cars, a lot of them suicidal, you know.
A lot of people are in
the car, I believe they're suicidal.
I want to take what you're saying kind of in jest seriously because it's a serious conversation and y'all were having a serious conversation. People are in psychological crisis. I've been saying it for months now. What does it take for someone to run a red light in the face of, you could see the oncoming traffic, and you run the red light at 7 miles an hour, three times slower than the pace of oncoming traffic? You have to be prepared to experience an accident.
Something is wrong.
People are in psychological crisis, and this is a clear indicator that is being ignored. See, if we were actually enforcing the rules, at some point somebody would say, but hold on. Hold on, this is not making any sense. Why is it that we've given out a million tickets for not stopping at red lights and stop signs? Right? Because when when all of those tickets stack up and you could see them, then you could see that something is wrong.
But Ms. Green.
Yes, sir.
I don't encourage foolishness.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I don't really encourage foolishness. But it bothers me when I know. I have a sight impairment. I have a little problem with my sight. But then people can say, but you really wish you could have seen that just now. Or just say another thing. And they're putting other people's lives at risk.
Yeah.
But if you want to do something like that with yourself, just go and squad the car and just speed over water ski or something.
Okay.
Stop trying to put somebody else in problems.
Why are you engaging in this extremely reckless and dangerous behavior in the public?
Putting other people's life at danger.
There we go.
Respect yourself.
And so I want to say thank you very much, and I want to take it right from that point right there, because you all remember the thing the old people used to say, if they love it, let it kill them? If they love it. That's something that only retired people could say, okay? Only retired people could say, if they love it, let it kill them. See, because if you're not retired, you have a duty of care somewhere. See, if you a charter or a scuba operator, and the people go in the water, you can't say, man, if they love it, let it kill them. If you're a police officer and you're observing people engaging in dangerous behavior, you can't say, man, if they love it, let it kill them. But it appears as if that is the attitude, the professional attitude, that has been adopted by the Royal Bahamas Police Force. And I say that broadly because of this one thing. Years ago, whenever I visited headquarters or Central Police Station, there was always a beautiful, beautiful placard up in the lobby, and it said on like police mission, number two was every police officer is a traffic officer. And I could leave that right there. Good morning, caller.
Good morning. How you doing, Ms. Green?
Good, thank you. How are you?
I'm great. You know, it baffles me how the communication company operates. Sometimes you've got a problem. It seems like they work in silo to your disadvantage.
Mm-hmm.
I had an incident. I called. The lines are down. I can see the physical line down from the pole, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I call. They generate a report, and I give them all the information. Somebody comes out, or we need a truck to get up to the line. I said, but that's the problem. I called that in. So anyhow, so after several different repairmen came out, they finally got it sorted out. Now I go into the company to get credit for the disruption. when I reach there, they say, do you have the work order number? I say, no, you all generate the work order. You should have the number. So I had to go looking again for the work order number and go back to them with the problem.
Mm-hmm.
So it seems like they're not they're working in silo and not, I mean, it's simple. And it baffles me how, I mean, you're all working for the same company, right? Mm-hmm. It don't seem so.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but okay, it's just crazy.
It seems they're all working for the same company, but some of them are subcontractors, which then complicates everything, right? But I know exactly what you're saying.
I could fix a system that could resolve that in 10 minutes.
Listen, and I would work with you for 75% of the dollar. I would just take it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Other caller, give me a second. Okay, let me just put a note. I have to go back to that BTC thing, because imagine I call BTC or cable to tell them there's an electrical incident in the area and you should come and deal with your equipment. They say, we don't know about no electrical. And they say, cool. I call BPL. I say, hey, there's an electrical incident in my area. You send out technicians. Could you convey to the other service providers that share in the infrastructure that there was an electrical incident in the area and they should assess? I don't wait for them. Why should I call them, miss? Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Hey, good morning, caller.
Yeah, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
Yeah, you know me and you cool, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I ain't worrying about Hurricane Aaron over there, because I know you ain't going to do me nothing. I don't know who all hating on you, but they better watch out, because they scared if you make a turn to the west.
All right, look here, I'm trying to keep my eyes on the glory of the Lord.
Nice person, so I guess Aaron will treat us okay.
Okay.
Yeah, but listen, you know, Aaron, I'd like to send a hats off to the texter who texted Dwight Swan Show earlier this morning and said that East Bay Street is an obstacle course, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I agree. The road is very undulating, and it's really sickening. But there's a pothole. There's a caldera right by National Insurance as you turn to head north, coming from National Insurance on the Blue Road. And I actually forgot about it twice and hit that hole. Aaron, that just do so much damage. I'm glad I have a Japanese car, but it is not the car. And mm-hmm. So, you know, I just say, you know, but Dwight Swan is correct, but once you see the SD plates on them, there's 9 out of 10 chances more often than not that there's an imbecile behind the wheel, right?
Well, hold on, pause, yeah, because you don't even own the car. The relationship now has changed even more, because I only rent this. I send in this back when I finish, right? And that's the attitude they drive with. Go on.
Bear in mind, the psyche behind the drivers would scare you. Just some more imbecility here. You know, that you was talking about these ordinances in which a vehicle transporting debris.
Mm-hmm.
So last night, it was a truck on Blue Road. This would have been between Tucker Road and let's say, Meadow Street, right?
Mm-hmm.
The debris was just littered all over the road. I mean, like, it was unbelievable, Ms. Green. Unbelievable. So they should have been able to caught that from the traffic light.
And then remember,
relates to these things, they need to put up an opticon, because it doesn't make any sense. With garbage and debris. And then, as I turn east onto Hay Street, there was a guy coming west on Hay Street from Market Street. Well, anything goes, Ms. Green. Guy came west on Hay Street. I blow the horn, but, you know, I don't know what's going on.
I encountered that. Hold on.
And then you have imbeciles prancing motorcycles. What's going on? They could hit you. I mean, it isn't even worth it. I mean, we are being taken advantage of. It's really a nightmare on the road. I don't know what's going on.
Thank you. I really
don't know what's going on. Tell me, please. Yeah.
Yeah, man, 52, I can tell you right now. So I experienced that myself in the middle of the day with a taxi trying to turn west onto Hay Street from Market Street. And the only reason they didn't is because the cars sort of located themselves to make it impossible for them to enter the corner from the wrong direction. It's ridiculous out there. I know that I upset somebody who is familiar to me on the road a couple of days ago, and we drive in, and they're afraid to drive next to not even a massive truck, you know, not an 18-wheeler, not a gas tanker, just a big dump truck on Shirley Street by St. Matthews. It's two lanes. Right, and it's just a plethora of things. First of all, the roads, like you say, the road is undulating. Whoever have the contract for Johnson Road, the potholes have reappeared. It's time for you to make some more money and come patch them again. You know what I'm saying? The potholes are popping up everywhere. But it's a combination of things. It's not just the poor condition of the roads. I just want to use a quick example. When Brent Simonet was the MP for, it was either Montague or St. Anne's, he initiated a road restructuring program where they restructured the intersections of Blair, Newgate Road and Eastern Road, Johnson Road and Eastern Road, and Fox Hill Road and Eastern Road, right? They got turn lanes, they got a turn lane, they got a space where you could turn out of the corner and wait in the middle of the road for traffic to clear, as well as you could get into the middle of the road and turn up. The former, where you could turn out and wait, none of y'all even know what that is. Y'all don't even know what the road markings mean, right? But here's the next thing. Johnson Road intersection is the only intersection where you are not required to stop. It is not a stop sign. You're only required to stop if you cannot enter traffic safely without obstructing traffic. Johnson Road is the only intersection of the three where you're allowed to do that. But let me tell you about a petty, childish attitude. Bahamian drivers say, "I go, why only Johnson Road? I can run this if I want." You don't think that millions of dollars were spent to ensure that the roads were designed properly and the safest dynamic construction demographic, whatever, was set up for that intersection? And here you come in your car and just decide, I don't have to stop at the stop sign if I don't want to. Caller, thank you for your patience. Good morning. Good morning, caller. You still there? Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. I'm pretending to rent a car, right?
Uh-huh.
Two things with the rental cars, because I have a rental car company, right? I had it for many years, right?
Mm-hmm.
Two problems, what I experienced with renting the vehicles. One, mm-hmm. people tend to rent vehicles for other people that does not have a driver's license.
Mm-hmm.
And the second thing is a lot of companies are renting vehicles without security deposit.
Okay, so...
a horrible idea.
Let's look at the former. Hold on, let's look at the former. You know that you could install cameras in the car that run live, right? And your dispatcher in the office could be sitting in front of the camera and they could observe every vehicle, and with the records available to them in the company, at any time they could determine whether someone who is not licensed to operate, authorized to operate the vehicle, is operating the vehicle, right? You could put a kill switch on the car, like in the bait car we watch on TV, and if anybody's doing anything they ain't supposed to be doing in that vehicle, you could kill it. Kill switch, car dead, right? You could put trackers on the car as well. Here's another thing that rental car companies, I wanted to say thank you very much, caller. Here's another thing that rental car companies have to deal with. People renting the cars for purposes not indicated. Why y'all be renting these little small cars to run construction companies in, right? And then a year later, when another driver's using the car and all the springs fall out the car one time on the highway, they didn't know. Because they didn't know that the little bubbler that they drive in right now was used to haul half a ton of cement bags every day. See, we get people who want companies, they want businesses, they want to be high-tech and worldly, they want to charge world comparison prices, but you don't have the systems and technology in place to ensure that we get in world-quality service. World quality service. Okay, I got some texts, and then I got to get to some of these headlines. Hello, Aaron. How do potholes pop up? As you just there in Johnson. You see that big one by the silk cotton tree? That's it. It don't just pop up. That lived there. Somebody sent it on sabbatical, and now it's back, and it's ready to go to work. I also want, see, there's the next thing. There's a pothole developing on the curve, Johnson Road. If you're coming from the Eastern Road, it's right before you get to the silk cotton trees on the right-hand side. A few weeks ago, like 2 weeks ago, I was coming from the Eastern Road up Johnson Road. Imagine my surprise that somebody driving a big, massive delivery truck decided that they were going to occupy the southbound, the right lane, the wrong lane, on the right-hand side, coming around the most dangerous curve on New Providence at speed. At 25 miles an hour in a giant delivery truck, tiptoeing around a pothole. The whole CDL process, commercial driver's license certification process, is to show y'all that your vehicle is too large for you to think you're supposed to pick up your petticoats to avoid the potholes and water in the road. Come on, man. Here we go. Errand vehicles are now coming from the back on Mackey Street, overtaking vehicles on the light by Bar 20 Corner and turning onto Bar 20 Corner. I see this every day. All vehicles, not only smaller cars, vehicles, commercial vehicles, they're business owners. Do you know what your employees are doing vehicles on the road? Tell you, they shaming you. They're making a mockery of your business. And then there's some of you who, when I approach the business owner to advise them of what has been observed, how their name is driving through the streets of Nassau. Some of those business owners will cuss you too. They will cuss you too. Miss Green, at my age and with an income less than $100,000 a year, why buy an expensive car just to show these Negroes I have money? All roads lead to nowhere. Somewhere I am still here. I had a $50,000 car in my younger days. For the people to take all the parts off of it and the police to act like... To drive on what roads? To be protected by what systems? Dwight Strawn's show Morning Blend recently indicated that there is an effective CCTV system in operation. And the electrician to buy that had no landline service for over 4 weeks now. I don't want to call their name out loud on the radio. One of those weed whackers broke my car glass when it threw a line. Let me try and forget what I wanted to say.
Like to speak to a customer service representative. They got all kind of stupid AI. This person that you could dialogue with. You know, you tell them the problem. You know, my service was off for over a week, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, then if you call down to the call that 225 number, you could never talk to nobody. If you go on the chat and tell them your problem, they can't even fix their own service, man.
Listen,
what is Oika doing?
I want to say that call. Okay, so in my almost complete, like virtually complete service outage on Thursday night, see, when the phone lines went from copper to phone line went to fiber, nothing was ever going to be the same, right? And the first power outage, can you call BPL from your landline to log a service outage, line goes down without power. The power bank that came with my system when I initially had it installed, it never worked properly, ever. They don't replace them, even, I don't know, that's an aside. So here I am on the 2255282 number, which is toll free. You could call that from your regular phone or your cell phone with no cost attached, right? So I call that, but then it turns out it's after 8 p.m. So you can't speak to a human. You have to go to the WhatsApp line to communicate. So here's the problem. What if I didn't have Cable Bahamas internet in my home? I would not have been able to report the outage because I had no home telephone, no home internet, no mobile cellular, and no mobile data service. I'd had to go stand outside my neighbor window, beg them for the code to try and communicate with you that I have a problem. No, we don't like it. Y'all keep stepping backwards. See, the attitude that y'all have about the customer Your refusal to center them and their ability to use the services as sold to them as advertised, that attitude has resulted in the retardation of your service provision. Y'all don't even want to talk. You don't even want to get feedback from the customers that, and they're offering it in an attempt to assist you, facilitate you in resolving the problem. Texas says, call BTC and ask the automated voice for technical support. And that's the way. The question is, does it result in a live person in a reasonable amount of time? This is, anyway, to Southwest Plaza. If that's not working, then you go to IRCA. Document what you're experiencing clearly. Write it down clearly. Maybe screenshot it. Keep it in a file and so that you could send it, the whole thing, to tech customer service reps or technicians one time. So here's some other things I want to talk about. Ones encased in cement during ceremony. Now, I wanted to touch on this when I had the bodybuilders in, and you can find out why in a second. Over 1,400 destroyed firearms were encased in concrete in the Internal Security Division of the police force yesterday. So yesterday would have been Wednesday, the 13th of August, 2025. Minister of National Security Wayne Monroe called the act a deeply significant event and a first of its kind in the region. Quote, it's about ending the life cycle of a firearm. Close quotes, Monroe said at the encasement ceremony at the police college. U.S. Charge d'Affaires Kimberly Furnish emphasized the national issue of gun trafficking in the Bahamas. Furnish said at the ceremony, quote, it's a grave issue. Close quotes. I'm so glad that Ms. Furnish has a sense of humor, a wonderful sense of humor. Let me tell you what's a grave issue. Call, I'm so sorry, we got to go to a break. If you could hold on, hold on. If not, call right back on 323-6232, which you're holding on to now. Why didn't we smelt these weapons? Why did not we smelt these weapons down to their ores, right, to the metals, and then turn them into tools? I don't know if I can have time to go through the colorful language. And when I say colorful, it's just interesting how they are perceiving this process. And I'm sitting here looking at stories out of the U.S. where they smelt and melt these guns down and turn them into tools, like gardening tools. And I had the weight bodybuilders on. We could have turned them into barbells and gym equipment. But we're going to bury them in the ground. Well, the next time, call me so I could bury my hopes and my dreams and all of these ideas in the ground right next to them. We're going to a break. Call if you could hold on, hold on. You're on the clock with Aaron Green, and we'll be right back.
In the Bahamas,
come on, dance with me.
Better in the Bahamas,
come on down and see.
Better in the Bahamas,
let the whole world know.
Better in the Bahamas,
place you run from the snow. Steady moving to and fro. Tourists going crazy trying to come to life.
Wait, why you look so mashed up? Like clothes at the washer.
No, but just a hard day.
What? Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking with everything, you know. This serious, boy. This real serious, boy.
But it was serious. Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us boy one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower. I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Crack Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you. And your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible. work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world, see how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Looking for your dream job in paradise? At Royal Beach Club Paradise Island, we're hiring. And with over 200 positions available, we're confident you'll find your perfect fit. Whether you're passionate about keeping guests safe as a lifeguard, or if mixing up refreshing cocktails as a bartender is more your speed, there's a spot waiting just for you. Visit Royal Beach Club at paradiseisland.com/career to explore openings and apply today.
This is how we do it.
Get ready to kick off the new school year with a bang. It's the Guardian Media Group and Rotary Club of South Ocean's Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 29th in the parking lot of the Nassau Guardian in Oaksville, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Join us for a day of fun, games, and back-to-school excitement. We've got something for everyone, from bumps in castles and face painting to health screenings, hair grooming, and giveaways. Meet some of your favorite local businesses and get ready for the new school year with all the essentials. We'll have school supply vendors and local eateries with delicious treats. Don't miss out on the fun. The Guardian Media Group and Rotary Club of South Ocean's Back to School Jamboree. Friday, August 29th at the Nassau Guardians parking lot, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's the perfect way to celebrate the end of summer and get excited for a great school year. See you here.
Brought to you by
Island Wholesale, Splash of Sunshine, Purity Bakery, Janae's Uniform Center, Harry's, Celestial Treats, Sun Oil, Lowe's, A&M's Kitchen, Zelwana Mackey, Minister Darren Pickstock, Lumberous Snacks, Precious Curry, Robert Russell.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Through the Bahamas, have fun with me.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock. Come go through the Bahamas with me. It's lots to see, like on the front page of the education section in today's Nassau Guardian. Madison Hepburn opts for a different perspective. She's going to Waterford, Kamhabla, Halaba, United World College of Southern Africa in Eswatini. Madison was on the show last week. A wonderful young woman, smart, bright, just brilliant. It's great to see her face again. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green.
Good morning.
I'm calling concerning a controversy between Market Street and Bruin Road about Hay Street. That corner, that is a two-way street. And that's the reason why they have a stop sign out to Blue Hill Road.
Okay, hold on. But it's not, you can't enter from Market Street.
Yes, you can. That part is a two-way street.
Listen, you can't, it's just a one-way street. That's one lane at the light. That's not a two-way street.
If you don't believe it, call the police or call road traffic.
Call which one? Hold on. The same road traffic that told us they didn't look at the left turn left on red law. And then once they read it, they don't care about enforcing it? The same one?
Hay Street, between Market Street and Blue Hill Road, is a two-way street. And people need to give way for people to turn.
Sir, the Prime Minister of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas with the Governor General flanking him on his right side and Jesus Christ of Nazareth on his left have to come and make a public statement and tell the Bahamian public that Hay Street between Blue Hill Road and Market Street is two-way and that you could enter Hay Street from Market Street heading west toward Blue Hill Road.
All you got to do is call road traffic.
All you got to do is get the Prime Minister to call the show and tell me that. And if no, that's all.
Road traffic is the authority.
They're being in public. Did that person identify themselves as a member of staff from Road Traffic Department, from the Ministry of Transport? Did they? No. If they were speaking officially as a member of the Department of Road Traffic, Royal Bahamas Police Force Road Traffic Division, the Ministry of Transport, the Ministry of National Security, the Cabinet Office, the Prime Minister's Office, they would have identified themselves and the capacity that they hold before sharing that information. Do not treat Hay Street between Market Street and Blue Hill Road as a two-way road until you get definitive and clear direction from responsible authorities that that's how that road is to be treated. On simple observation, you could see by the width of the road where it intersects with Market Street that there's only enough space for one car. There are not lines painted in the road indicating that there are two lanes, right? None of that exists. Please, now I have to ask somebody from road traffic to make a public statement to clarify the status of the road. Good morning, caller.
Two-way. I'm sorry. I love you, but it's a two-way. Always been.
Wait, who you work for, ma'am?
I do not work for road traffic. I'm a rep.
See, there you go. I'm being rude. I'm being responsible. If you don't work for Road Traffic Department, Road Traffic, Royal Bahamas Police Force, the Ministry of Transport, the Ministry of National Security, the Ministry of Public Works, if you don't work for them, if you call here and you don't identify that you work for them, who you are and the position that you hold, sharing that information, I'm going to have to cut you. Good morning, caller.
Hey, good morning, Mr. Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you.
Yes, I used to frequent that area with the general staff there, but I normally used to take that route to go to TG Global.
Mm-hmm.
And to my recollection, I've always been a two-way.
Wait, you ever see the line in the middle of the road?
Yeah, yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. You have a stop sign on to the end of Market Street, and then you have a stop sign on to Blue Road.
No, you have a light at Market Street and Hay Street.
Yeah, you have a stop sign on both of those ends of the corners. And you come in.
Now, it could be that half of Hay Street between Market Street and Blue Hill Road is two-way. And half of Hay Street between Blue Hill Road and Market Street is one-way. That is possible. But again, the Prime Minister, flanked by the Governor General on his right and Jesus of Nazareth on his left, will have to make a public statement indicating that you can turn right onto Hay Street from Market Street. Okay, that's it. That's it. The intersection is narrow. There are no lines in the road. There's nothing indicating that Hay Street, Market Street intersection is two-way heading west on Hay Street. Ooh, so much to talk about. Let me run through these headlines since we didn't get to talk about it. Two men killed, two women injured in early morning traffic accident on Grand Bahama. Another headline, Bahamas authorities respond to report on death of U.S. teen. I wanted to get this into the record. This is the tragic story where the young man jumped off the boat in the harbor a couple of years ago. Two Americans drowned at Celebration Key in separate incidents. Taxi union will consider action and TUC affiliates summoned on taxi driver, quote, oppression, close quotes. Somebody really oppressed. I really wanted to get to this story today. Caller, we all out of time. I'm so sorry. You hear the music playing. Who could be oppressing taxi drivers? Now, of course, I couldn't be speaking for every single taxi driver. But far too many of you out there acting like y'all don't want a taxi plate or authorization to drive a taxi cab at all. You got no regard for red lights and stop signs, other drivers on the road, the right of way, what the sidewalk is, what a turn signal is, what obstructing traffic is, the rate of speed that you when you enter traffic. This is the most laughable story in the papers this month, and I'm sorry that I didn't get it. I'm gonna get to it because we're gonna laugh. Because it's the same taxi cab union that told us several months ago that they don't need nothing from the government for another 100 years. They are satisfied with their negotiations. I mean, technically, it's a different taxi cab union because they have a different president now. After the old president said that. I'm so sorry we ran out of time, but I'm so glad we had a good time doing it. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next.
Grand Bahama with the West End.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.